Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We've been celebrating all week and really culminated yesterday the awareness, the reality, the truth of the beauty of the Father's saving plan in His Son Jesus, the victorious King. Yesterday was the solemnity of the ascension of our Lord. And it is not just a historical fact that we remember, it is that. It really did happen. But the reality of what happened in the ascension has such an impact on everything, obviously. It's the biggest thing that ever happened. Remember, the resurrection and the ascension are fundamentally one act of God. You know, Jesus rose from the dead for the purpose of ascending to the right hand of the Father. There was an amount of time between His resurrection and His ascension, a time that period where He was still on earth, and He met with the apostles and others saw Him, and dimensions of His glory was revealed, unique ways. You know, He could walk through doors and all kinds of things. But the destiny was not just resurrection and to be here on earth, but was to ascend now to glory. Remember, He rose from the dead after defeating all the powers that have, you might say, think about human beings, each person chained to the earth or chained in the pit of darkness, chained under the powers of sin and death and cannot escape it. That's the reality. No matter how much glitz and glory we might experience in this world, how much comfort, how much everything, when we die, apart from the work of Christ and His saving deed on the cross applied to our lives, if that's not happening, if we haven't come to new life in Jesus, we die in that state of slavery and darkness without hope. And that's a fact. And we're caught for all eternity in that death-directed, darkened, rebellious, enslaved reality. But in Jesus, the resurrection is the only way out, the new creation. He is the new man. He's the new humanity, filled with heaven, glory, majesty, freedom, life beyond our wildest imagining. It's all in Him, a life beyond death that will never die. And His destiny, what He was doing, was moving toward what we celebrated yesterday, His ascension into glory, bringing about a whole new reality for human beings. The magnitude of it, the majesty of it, friends, we need the Holy Spirit to help us see and grasp it, because the more we begin to grasp it, it is so beautiful and overwhelming. So I thought one of the things we could do today, just ending the week, just continuing on the theme of the ascension, begin with a few beautiful quotes from some of the saints, but also just kind of walk through the catechism, because there's some great, great paragraphs in the catechism that describe, try to put words on the magnitude of what happened through our Lord in the ascension. Here's Bernard of Clairvaux, Saint Bernard. He said, "The ascension is the glorification of our humanity. For Christ took our human nature with Him into glory of the divine presence, and there it is enthroned in majesty." Think about that. Now remember our condition. Under sin, and there's a kingdom of this world, the ruler of this world has enslaved the human race and dominates, mocks, corrupts, and ultimately wants to kill and destroy. We're participating in some way in that fallen nature, which has demonic power in it. And at its core, it has resistance to God and God's plan and purpose. It is completely enslaving. And Jesus came to break those chains in that whole reality. And not only just to break the chains, but look what He did. He's taken human flesh, as Bernard describes it. He took human nature with Him into the glory of the divine presence. And there it is enthroned in majesty. So fallen human nature which was made for glory but fell from glory, is raised to glory through Jesus in human flesh. It's enthroned in majesty, human nature, in the person of Jesus. This is our future. This is our destiny. This is why the saints, when they caught a glimpse of it, they're like, I'm all in. I mean, everything else was just put in right order behind this fundamental reality. And living in this reality, living for this reality, spreading its truth, nothing greater, nothing close. Gregory the Great, Christ's ascension is our hope. Where the head has gone, the body is called to follow. We are his body, he is the head, he's the Lord. We're united to Jesus in the Holy Spirit, in one body. And he's the head and he's already there. He's established his kingdom. It's totally unshakable, will never be defeated. Jesus is not in heaven worried about anything, friends. Nothing, nothing can compare to his power and his glory. Nothing. And the saints saw that. So when the world in its corruption went after the saints and enslaved them and beat them and falsely accused them and threw them in prison, like we're reading about Paul and others, doesn't matter. They're already living in the life of the future kingdom. Why? Because they understand that human nature, which we have, renewed in baptism, made new, entered union with the body of Christ. We're now united to the head, and the new nature in us has been enthroned in the majesty of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit forever. Wow. St. John Chrysostom, he ascended into heaven not to depart from his own, but that from above he might bless his church and send forth the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He departed in body, but he remained with us by his Godhead. That is because we're united, right? They always remind us, he's the head, we're the body. Thomas Aquinas, St. Thomas, it was fitting for Christ to ascend into heaven because heaven was due to Christ in accordance with the excellence of his nature, and because by ascending, he prepared the way for us. Wow. He prepared the way for us. Now, I just want to read some beautiful passages from the Catechism. I think they'll just lift your heart today. Paragraph 660. The veiled character of the glory of the risen one during this time is intimated in his mysterious words to Mary Magdalene, that is, after the resurrection and before the ascension. I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God. This indicates a difference in manifestation between the glory of the risen Christ and that of the Christ exalted at the Father's right hand. A transition marked by the historical and transcendent event of the ascension. He is ascended to the Father's right hand where he is exalted. He's going home to the Father. And it's one of us that's going home to the Father. Jesus is the second Adam. He's siring a new race of people through and in the Holy Spirit, making us a new creation to share in what belongs to him. It's astounding what we get in exchange just for our repentance and surrender. Oh, my goodness. Catechism 661, the final stage stays closely linked to the first, that is, to his descent from heaven in the incarnation. That's stage one, right? When he is conceived in the womb of Our Lady by the power of the Holy Spirit. Only the one who came from the Father can return to the Father, Christ Jesus. No one has ascended into heaven but he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. It's quoting our Lord. Left to its own natural powers, listen to this, left to its own natural powers, humanity does not have access to the Father's house. Think about that. Chew on that. And remember, this is why the church it exists to evangelize, to bring salvation to a fallen world. Left to its own natural powers, humanity does not have access to the Father's house, to God's life, and to eternal happiness. It comes as a gift from God. It comes through Jesus Christ. It comes through accepting him as Lord, Savior, Messiah. repenting of our sins and entering the waters of baptism. So this is why we need to live with urgency. There's too much complacency in the church. Like, yeah, of course, everybody's already in the Father's house. Everybody, you know, we're creating God's image, and basically everybody but Hitler and a few other people, pretty much everybody's good. Everybody's on their way to heaven. Being authentic to who I say I am, God likes that, and so I'm a good person. I mean, all that mixed up way of thinking, instead of saying, no, no, no. Yes, we were made in the image of God. Yes, every person has infinite value because of that. But not everybody's a child of God in this sense. As John the Apostle said, he gave us power to become children of God. Because to be a child of God is to have a new nature and to participate in the new nature and the life that now Jesus alone possesses. Only Christ can open to man, back to the catechism, only Christ can open to man such access that we, his members, might have confidence that we too shall go where he, our head and our source, has proceeded. So this is what partly what hope is. It's that confidence. I know I've been baptized. The promises are real. I know the grace is at work in me. I want to be completely aligned with this and say yes to God every single day because I'm united to Jesus, the head. And I know what's in my future. Paragraph 662, and I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. That's what he's doing. He's drawing all men. It began there on Calvary when he was lifted up because he was breaking all the chains that enslaved the human race, that made it impossible for people to be lifted up. He alone could do it, and he did it. The lifting up of Jesus on the cross signifies and announces his lifting up by his ascension into heaven. And indeed, it begins it. So the lifting begins on Calvary. Jesus Christ, the one priest of the new covenant and eternal covenant, entered not into a sanctuary made by human hands, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. There, Christ permanently exercises his priesthood. What is he doing? People ask the question, what is Jesus doing right now in heaven? One of the things he's doing is interceding for us at the right hand of the Father. Here's what the Catechism said, for he always lives to make intercession, quoting scripture, for those who draw near to God through him. As high priest of the good things to come, he is the center and principal actor of the liturgy that honors the Father in heaven. I might talk about that more next week because that's loaded. There's so much there. Paragraph 663, henceforth, Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. By the Father's right hand, we understand the glory and honor of divinity. Where he who exists as Son of God before all ages, indeed as God, of one being with the Father, is seated bodily after he became incarnate and his flesh was glorified. Seated at the right hand means he shares fully in the glory and honor and divinity and power of God the Father. He is the one, the Son, who exists before all ages. So all that authority has been given him, and he's seated there. And listen to this. I'm going to say it again. After he became incarnate, his flesh was glorified. That's what's going to happen to us. There's so much more here. I think I'm going to take up some of it next week because we're here at the end of the show. This is what the ascension reminds us of. He was taken up into glory. We share now our fallen flesh in that glory. Friends, let's ask the Holy Spirit to make that reality alive in our minds and hearts. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.